Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now the pressure is on Israel's participation in international competition is building. It's after the FAI passed a resolution this weekend to submit a formal motion to UEFA urging it to ban Israel from European club and international competitions. One of those leading the charge was Bohemians FC and their chief operating officer Daniel Lambert, who joins me now. Daniel, you're very welcome to the programme. What has the Israel FA specifically done in your eyes to warrant this move?
Thanks for the introduction. Yeah, it's not in my eyes. This isn't subjective. The Israeli FA are in breach of two UEFA statutes. The most important of the two is that they have teams playing on occupied land. It's not the view of me or anybody else. It's absolutely proven under international law. You can't have teams play on another country's land without their permission. And the PFA, the Palestinian Football Association, have never provided that permission. The second is around to enforce an effective anti-racism policy. Again, this hasn't been highlighted, internationally. It's first and foremost been highlighted continuously by Israeli NGOs who have issued reports after report to show that the levels of racism during Israeli club games are extreme, and no efforts have been taken to counter them. So it's important to say it's not my view. They are facts.
Well, how difficult was it to get support from the wider FAI community to vote towards this resolution?
It wasn't difficult at all. We should give it a lot of credit here, I suppose. Look, we needed to have a member, of which Bohemians is, on the FAI General Assembly to put the motion forward. A huge amount of work here has been done by Irish Support for Palestine and an NGO in London called Fair Square, who we worked with. And first and foremost, we had to get 15% of the FAI members to sign a requisition. It was really easy. We got a far higher percentage, within a day. And the vote itself, I think, speaks volumes. You had just under 90% of delegates vote in favour. So that was a really positive thing. And, people can have their views, and I have my own, and I've spoken about them in the past around the situation in Gaza, around what I feel and I believe personally is a genocide that's being committed. But this isn't anything to do with that whatsoever. This is about very serious breaches of UEFA statutes that one country is being permitted to breach with no repercussions and no roadmap to remedy. And that's inexcusable. And every member of UEFA has an obligation to uphold UEFA statutes. And that's what this action is set to do.
I did see the FAI come out with a statement when they were asked about this, and they said, look, if Israel was drawn in a game against the Republic of Ireland, if we were pitted against them in any of the UEFA-mandated competitions, we would have to play to them.
Yeah, see, I don't represent the FAI. That's for the FAI to comment on. What I would say is that under UEFA statutes, of which everybody has signed up to, Israel should not be playing any games, and they should immediately remove teams playing on occupied land. And that's, I suppose, the core of this issue. I think that this isn't going to go away. That's what's important to note. This isn't something that we should now say, we can overlook that. These are really, really serious actions that the IFA are taking. And I think our focus now is working with Irish Support for Palestine, working with Fair Square, and to empower and kind of speak to fans and speak to groups across Europe and to demonstrate, as we have done in Ireland, that the power in football doesn't rest with UEFA executives. It rests with the people who organise, who play, and fans of the game across Europe. And they have within their grasp and within their power the ability to go to their own national associations, following procedurally sound processes, of which we did, and to force their own FAs to take similar action. And we now hope that we can encourage others to do that.
Okay, but I think general feeling is that UEFA, notwithstanding this resolution, is not going to take action. So what happens if Ireland is drawn against Israel? Do you think we should refuse to play if that situation were to arise?
it's not something for me to comment on. I'm here, you know, representing Bohemians. Bohemians doesn't play international football at that level. Like, that's a decision for the FAI. But I think that that's,
again, you're obviously you're involved in football. You're clearly a fan of football, and you clearly have very serious positions here and viewpoints. So I'm just wondering, if UEFA aren't going to act on this, then what should the FAI and what should the Ireland team do?
We've skipped past the important point, though. There are UEFA statutes. They're the highest level of rules and structures that govern the game in Europe. A nation, Israel, which is a member of UEFA, is in serious breach of statutes. And not just in the last couple of years, for quite a long period, and zero action has been taken. UEFA have to act on their own statutes. How an organisation can have statutes with very serious repercussions for breaches of them and allow one member state to just do as they please is inexcusable. So my answer to that would be, Israel should not be participating in international competition. And this further question, and it was mentioned on the proposal which was sent and voted upon, there was point three. So first and foremost, there was the call, obviously, based on the two statutes I've mentioned. But there was a third element to what we proposed and what was passed at the FAI General Assembly at the weekend. And that was the call on UEFA to publish transparent criteria for the suspension or exclusion of any member association. This has happened already. Russia were banned after 4 days. But it's unclear how that happened procedurally and under what rules they were excluded by. And I would say that is done by design to prevent the exclusion of Israel. So that's a further point that's just as important.
I just want to bring you a text that we've received here on the Hard Shoulder from a listener. And do keep your text coming in, 087 1400 106. This country's obsession with Israel is never ending. America bankrolled the war, but there's no talk of cancelling Netflix or banning that country from sports, etc. Not to mention the likes of McDonald's, because they might actually impact the serial protesters. When there were troubles in the north, did we demand England be thrown out of UEFA? I don't think so. I'm Irish and I'm sick of us doing nothing about the attacks on Indians taking public transport and threatening Gazans in the IPAS system on one hand, and then doing the big I am on the international stage. I'm 100% convinced it's anti-Semitic at this stage. What do you say to that?
It's ludicrous in the extreme. Look, there's a lot to digest there. First and foremost, I do personally practice BDS. I don't go to McDonald's. I don't drink Coca-Cola. They're totally different issues. The US is not a member of UEFA. I have my own views and I agree that the US has armed a genocide.
The point that he makes there is that, he or she makes in this text, is that there's no talk of banning the American country from other sporting organisations.
But that defies any logic. The US isn't a member of UEFA. UEFA is a European organisation. Like, the point you've read out is to try and somehow say that these actions are anti-Semitic. That's ludicrous in the extreme. What this is that you have one country, as I said, who is in breach of UEFA statute. We are a member of UEFA through the FAI, and what we've done is to highlight to the FAI that this country is in serious breach of statute, and the members of the FAI in terms of the General Assembly have voted by approximately 90% to approve that action. All else that you've just read out there is total distraction, and this idea that we continuously throw the anti-Semitic claim at people, it's ludicrous. It's just not reality, and I think that it should be treated as such, and we should focus on the issue. And the issue is, why does one country have the ability to ignore the UEFA statutes when nobody else can?
Well, and we have another texter coming in too, Vince, who's also listening to The Hard Shoulder this evening. Why is it the Irish again leading the way on this football ban? We are in jeopardy of isolating ourselves and possibly causing economic disaster for this country. So says Vince, we need to be taking these things into consideration when we're taking these positions.
These are strange listeners. Look, when there was the campaign in Dunstores against South Africa, I think it's something that Irish people were proud of. We should be willing to make some economic sacrifices if the threat that's thrown back at us is that we shouldn't do the right thing. I think it's to Ireland's eternal credit that the vast majority of people in this country see something here that is wrong. But that's back to the politics of it.
Okay, do you accept that there might be some consequences because of the position that Ireland has taken?
If there are consequences for somebody who stands up for rules that everyone has agreed, whether that be international law, UEFA statute, or simply protecting vulnerable people, I personally think that that's a position that people should be willing to take. If we're not willing to take those positions, we should have no international law, we should have no rules at UEFA, and we should have no moral position on anything. And again, I think the General Assembly had a vote at the FAI, and 90% of people voted for it. So that's what's relevant. These are people who care, love the game, And a game, like the game of football, is governed by rules right from just a game with kids taking part. The referee has to uphold the rules. And as you get higher into the game, those rules are more important, not less important. So why should we give an example that one nation can do as they please and everybody else must follow statute?
And we saw Maccabi Haifa playing Aston Villa actually last week, and we saw all the controversy over that. Their fans in the end weren't allowed over. What did you make of that?
The British police made a decision that was based on security. There's very serious instances of violence that were perpetrated by fans of that club. This has happened multiple times in the past. And that somehow, once again, that was raised as some kind of issue which may be anti-Semitic is, again, ludicrous. There's been multiple teams across Europe, dozens over the last couple of years, where fan groups have been deemed as not appropriate to travel due to fear of violence. And that's a decision that the British police made, and I'm sure they made it, for good reason. But that was somehow, spun to mean something else. Again, it's back to this same distraction and hysteria. And instead of just focusing on the issue that we have here at hand, I'll say it again, one country doesn't have to adhere by the rules, everybody else does. Like, do you think it's right that a team could land in and play on occupied land? Does that seem right to you?
Before I let you go, Daniel, can I just ask you about NECAP? Because we know the UK authorities are appealing that ruling against them. How are they preparing for the next day in court?
If it's okay, like your research answered, I was here to speak to my role at Bohemians in relation to this really serious issue and something that I think was a great decision of the FA. I wasn't on to speak about NECAP, so happy just to speak on the one issue, if that's okay.
All right. Daniel Lambert, Chief Operating Officer with Bohemians FC. Thanks for speaking to us here on The Hard Shoulder. Do keep your thoughts coming in to us. Proud of the FAI for this move, says another texter. Let's be brave and stand against apartheid, says Anne.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.